The 10 p.m. news with Rita Yuosambom. In our top stories, schools across the country resume classes tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 academic year. In news out of Cameroon, millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. Coming up in sports, defending cup winners of Cameroon Colombe Sportive of the Dja and Lobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportive of Douala today 1-0 in one of the six matches of the First Division Championship. Details of this and more in a moment. Classes resume nationwide tomorrow, Monday, for the second term of the 2024-2025 school year, the term characterized by the organization of many extracurricular activities leading up to the Youth Day celebrations is considered as crucial and decisive, with teachers expected to cover their syllabuses. The school reopening comes at the end of a festive season marked by the 2025 New Year message of the head of state to the nation, who reassured teachers in the country of ongoing effort made by the government to address the aspirations and concerns of teachers. In few hours to the resumption of classes for the second term, travel agencies in the city of Betwa are crowded. Passengers who wish to travel to different destinations are finding it hard to obtain a ticket, as buses cannot accommodate the influx of passengers. Tala LT reports from Betwa.
Traveling out of Betwa this Sunday requires a lot of patience. In different travel agencies, buses keep coming and going, but the crowd seems not to move. Idrisu and Anne Octavie are travelers. I came here since morning to see off my family traveling to Garoua. I was in Belabo, where I spent the end of year festivities with my family. Getting a bus back was not easy. This rush hour has pushed heads of travel agencies to readjust their logistics and travel plans. Yann Tonier is manager of a travel agency. We put at the disposal of our passengers good buses. We also ensure that the travel plans are respected, even though it is difficult. Officials of the Ministry of Transport are also on the field to ensure the safety of these travelers. Jean-Paul Ngake is Lomangerem Divisional Delegate of Transport. We found a bus transporting gas cylinders, which is prohibited. We asked them to offload these cylinders with immediate effect. Meeting the demands of passengers during this period is a nightmare heads of travel agencies in Betwa have to face in spite of their limited logistics. Tala LT, CRTV News, Betwa.
Travel agencies in Garoua are battling with a huge influx of passengers who are having a hard time securing tickets due to a shortage of buses. Yet among the passengers are many students returning to school for the second term. Mercy Ashu Nyaboyu captured the ambiance in Garoua in our report.
Unending queues, which seem to have no end, and parking lots for buses filled up with travelers who are heading for different destinations. This, coupled with looks of anxiety and worry on the availability of buses and arrival time, gives a clear picture of what this travel agency in Garoua looks like a few days after the New Year's feast. I'm a student in the University of Maroua. I've been here since midday to grab a ticket for Maroua, and classes begin on Monday. It's not working. I've been here since yesterday morning. I want to go to Douala with my children. We have been abandoned and they have vehicles that are heading to Fano. On the other side of the counter are ticket sales agents who are doing their best to satisfy the huge numbers of travelers who are streaming into the agency, but they can only do this much. Abubakar Baba are chiefs of travel agencies in Garoua. Since morning, we've done three trips, one for Yaoundé, and we're waiting for another bus to take off to Douala. But we cannot satisfy everyone because there are buses blocked on the other side too. But on the Maroua-Yagua axis, we have no problem. Managing the needs of travelers after the New Year's feast is one of those challenging moments for travel agencies to consolidate or lose their clientele to competitors in the transport business. Mercy Ashunyabe, CRTV News, Garoua.
Elsewhere, the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Munu Nafutu, will preside over the signing ceremony of the Memorandum of Understanding between his ministry and the International Organization for Migration, IOM, tomorrow, Monday, January 6, 2025, as from 2 p.m. at the Franco Hotel in Yaoundé. The purpose of the memorandum is to support their efforts to provide better supervision for returning migrants, populations on the move, and Cameroon diaspora youth, in addition to promoting peace and social cohesion. In religious news, the outgoing executive president of the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, Reverend Pastor Diteme Shalomai, has urged CBC Christians to be exemplary and to give their full support to his successor, Reverend Dr. Teke John. He made the call during a heavily attended send-off ceremony at the Etukebe Baptist Church in Yaoundé today. And we go to the southwest region, still to talk religion, where the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral of the Diocese of Boya has been officially dedicated, marking a significant milestone for the Christian community. It has been described by His Lordship Michael Bibi, Bishop of the Diocese of Boya, as a magnificent edifice with the potential to enrich the spiritual lives of believers. The dedication ceremony coincided with the inaugural mass of the 48th Annual Bishop's Seminar, which the Diocese of Boya is hosting. More with Charles Sabuno of CRTV Southwest.
Conceived by the Bishop Emeritus of the Diocese of Boya, His Lordship Emmanuel Bushu, in the year 2009, the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral project was to build a mega structure in Boya that would serve as a place of worship for the ever-growing number of Christians. The current Bishop of the Diocese of Boya, His Lordship Michael Bibi, continued with the project from where his predecessor left.
Together with the priests, the religious, and the Christian people, we have worked within the past 5 years for this cathedral to be where it is now.
His Lordship Michael Bibi performed the dedication ritual of the Divine Mercy Co-Cathedral. The man of God says the co-cathedral shall have a massive impact on the spiritual lives of Christians.
The spiritual benefit that this house of prayer is supposed to bring, that all of us may experience it, and that it may help us to grow spiritually on this pilgrimage that we are making towards God's kingdom.
Prominent figures of the Catholic Church in Cameroon, such as the president of the National Episcopal Conference, Archbishop Andrew Nkeya, the Archbishop of Yaoundé, Jean Barga, among many others, are in Boya for the Bishop's Seminar. Charles Abuno, CRTV News, Boya.
And we go over to the Far North region, where Christ for Africa University has honored renowned religious leaders with honorary doctorates, with the goal of building a united and worthy Cameroonian nation. This was in a ceremony in Marwa attended by esteemed guests, where the critical role religious leaders play in promoting peace, unity and development in Cameroon was emphasized. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from Marwa.
Establishing a prosperous and cohesive Cameroonian community unhindered by discord, Christ for Africa University has pinpointed the key to overcoming this hurdle, which is cultivating visionary spiritual guides. According to the organizers of the award of the honorary doctorate to these trailblazers, marks the commencement of a transformative journey in Cameroon's Christian leadership. Dr. Zigwe Matias is the rector of the university.
Cameroon, in their deontology, they have the mindset of training men and women that are citizen-bound. And this great university is really training men and women that stands with the rules and regulations of this country, makes good citizens, and that alone helped government to alleviate their duties.
The recipients, now distinguished with this esteemed honor, have vowed to redouble their efforts in promoting peace, unity, and development in Cameroon. The ceremony was a resounding call to action, urging all Christians to join forces in building a brighter and more united Cameroon. Marwa, Henry Tatuikambi, CLTV.
This is the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, and you're listening to the 10 p.m. news. Millions of Americans are in the grips of a huge winter storm that could bring the heaviest snowfall and coldest temperatures in over a decade. Thousands of flights are cancelled or delayed, with St. Louis, Missouri, the worst hit airport. A state of emergency has been declared in some states. And we talk sports now. Defending Cup winners of Cameroon Column Sportif of the Jahan Lobo have moved to the top of the league standing after beating Union Sportif of Douala today 1-0 in one of the six matches of the First Division Championship. In the meantime, Young Sport Academy of Bamenda have continued sinking after losing to Dinamo of Douala by 0-1. Ben Collins, New Ibero, with the details.
The 2024-2025 National Division 1 Football Championship is shaping up to be highly competitive. After 6 days of play, five clubs have occupied the top spot. Currently leading the pack with 14 points, it's Column Sportif of the Jahan Lobo, who humbled Union Sportif of Douala 1-0. Three clubs trail Column Sportif with 11 points: Gazelle FA of Garoua, Canon Sportif of Yaoundé, who defeated Panthé Sportif of Dende 1-0, and Dinamo of Douala, who edged Young Sports Academy of Bamenda by 1-0. Defending champions, Victoria United of Limbe dropped to the fifth position after losing by 1-2 to 4th Azu Elite of Yaoundé. 4th Azu and Coton Sport of Garoua each have 9 points, followed by Stade Renard of Milan in 8th position with 8 points after their 1-0 win over RS Fortuna Omfou. Astro of Douala, Panthé Sportif of Dende, Bambutus of Bouda, Union Sportif of Douala, and PWD of Bamenda each have 7 points. RS Fortuna, Aigle of Dimongou, and Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are currently in the relegation zone. Young Sports Academy of Bamenda are still running behind their first victory of the season.
And that report by Ben Collins, New Ibero, brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the CRTV National Station, brought to you by Rita Uosumbom. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.